Hello, I'm Tom Hagler with the West Kent Radio News Feature, and I've come to the Old Fire Station in Tunbridge to meet artist Guy Portelli, the man known as the sculptor to the rock stars, and we're standing here in front of his latest project, which is a giant mosaic of the handprints of those who influenced or collaborated with David Bowie, also has local connections. So Guy, tell us first of all what we're seeing.
Well, we're looking at a 5'11" round disc, which is how tall David Bowie was. And the portrait is made up of handprints of people who influenced and participated in Bowie's career, from musicians, photographers, choreographers. So it's a really an in-depth study of, you know, 60 years of musical heritage.
I mean, it's fun. Unlike most artwork, you want to reach out and touch it, don't you? All these lovely coloured hands. It's hard to explain, but it shimmers, doesn't it? It really comes alive.
It's like a sweet shop, a psychedelic sweet shop. But the handprint itself is fascinating because each hand has an identity. You know, the concept of people leaving their handprints goes right back to cave painting. And that's what really got me involved with this fascination of collecting hands. And I've collected Ferrari racing drivers and footballers. And so any team of people or group of people that are held together by one common denominator becomes a fascinating project. I mean, this is a bit like treasure hunting. You know, you set yourself a target and you think, how can we get Mick Jagger? How can we get Brian Eno? And you go out and you track them down, and you go through Facebook and you go through all the management. And so that is as big a part, really, of the creative process as the mosaicing.
And you've got Bruce Springsteen out, Sam, Brian Eno, Pete Frampton.
Very pleased to get Robert Fripp.
He's a guitarist. So that was Ashes to Ashes and Fashion, that's what it is.
So the Berlin years.
So it is tricky, is it, to get these people?
Peter Frampton, for example, I've been trying for 18 months to get his handprint, and then suddenly realised that George Underwood, who was at school with Peter Frampton, must know him. So I just said, well, George, do you know Peter Frampton? He said, well, send me the information, I'll pass it on. So sometimes it's just sort of thinking out of the box, really.
And you've got interesting plans for this, to send it on tour, a bit like it's its own rock star in a way.
The concept of sending something on tour with the sort of the global reach of this project, we could start at Beckenham, we could go to Hull, we could then go to the Roundhouse where the first glam rock gig was, we could then go to New York, we could then go to Berlin. We could actually follow this time clock and do the tour in the same sequence of events that David Bowie lived his life.
That sounds great. So if you'd like to see it, because you can see it in situ, you can see an artist working on it, Guy Portelli, here at Tunbridge, the Old Fire Station, and grab a very nice cup of coffee along with it too. This is Tom Hagler for West Kent Radio News Features.